Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 428, the stanzas 2 and 6. O, let thy spirit be my constant aid, that all my ways may ever be directed to keep thy statutes, so to be obeyed that from all error I may be protected. And what follows, Psalter 428, the stanzas 2 and 6. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Psalm 51. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Psalm 51. To the chief musician, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came unto him after he had gone into Bathsheba. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. against thee, thee only have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou wast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness, O Lord. Open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall thee offer bullocks upon thine altar. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. O eternal and unchangeable Lord God, the almighty creator of the heavens and of all the earth, and thou who upholdest the same by thy providence until this very moment, then in this hour, then it behooves us and our children to acknowledge and to thank thy great and worthy name for all the blessings which thou continuest to shower upon us in the midst of all the trials of life. Then thou wast watched over each and every one of us in the week gone by, in the home, on the way, at work, wherever we were called to be. Then thou hast been that faithful God that sleepeth and slumbereth not. In the night gone by, where thou wast given unto young and old their heart beat and their breath, then thou wast given in this morning that we may see the light of another day, and then insofar it was possible, then we have not come to closed doors, but then the doors of thy house have been opened, where we and our children may receive a place. Then by renewal thy mercies have been multiplied, and we may see one another in the land of the living. Then thou hast not dealt as we deserve, according to our many sins, but then thy long suffering has been great over us. And to that end, then we humbly beg of thee that thou may grant hearts that may unite to praise thy great and glorious name for all thy blessings and for all thy benefits, that it may please thee in this hour to receive a soft heart, O Lord. Thou knowest how deeply we have fallen, that we have received the stony heart, and now thou hast a people upon the earth, whom thou by thy free and sovereign grace, the work of a triune God, has given a heart of flesh, and that is a heart that is given oftentimes to complain of their stony heart, with the prayer that that heart may be softened, that it may be humbled under thy goodness, and enabled to show forth thy praises. Lord, then on another Sabbath day, then we may come to open doors, and that for a people that have shut doors in paradise, where we have opened the doors to heaven, where we have closed the doors to heaven, and where we have opened the doors to hell, but now it may still be proclaimed through thy beloved Son as the way to the Father by the work of the Spirit, that there is a way to be reconciled and to receive the pardoning of all of our sins, ah, Lord. Wilt thou then work lovingly and irresistibly, show something forth of thy power and of thy mercy in the hearts of young and old, that sinners may be quickened by thee unto thee. Wilt thou spare that we build not upon sandy foundations, and wilt thou remember thy Zion? Thou knowest where they are encamped. Thou also knowest how they have come up to thy house. The exercises in this morning, may there have come up those hungering and thirsting after righteousness with a longing and a desiring soul, with many riddles and with many questions. Oh, may then thy house be a Bethel indeed, that souls may be given to rejoice in thee and to return to their dwellings, that they have gleaned something and received a further instruction, a sweet testimony in their souls, to experience that sweet communion, Lord, with thee, because thou hast a people upon the earth where it does not only go about the gifts, oh, they are so precious, but that they need the giver to come to a saving knowledge of thy dear Son for the pardoning of their sins. We commend in this day our branch unto thee. Oh, do help the readers And may they taste something of what they may read. And may thy word go forth with power divine for the coming of thy kingdom. Lord, then we commend all the needs unto thee. Wilt thou remember all the mourning ones? There are many amongst us. Then also in the past week thou hast made a difference where there is no difference. Were among young and old, have been ushered into eternity. Their lot is forever cast. May all the callings be sanctified, that out of that morning another morning may arise, and that is that godly sorrow concerning our sins that leadeth to repentance. We commend unto thee all the elderly ones and all the sick and afflicted ones, Lord. There are many in special ways under the physician's care. The different circumstances are all known unto thee. Difficulties of the body and difficulties of the mind. Wilt thou grant them a place at thy footstool, and that all the callings may be used, that they may come forth out of thy right hand, that they may be brought with sin-sick souls under the care of the heavenly physician, the Lord Jesus Christ, for the saving of their souls. We commend unto thee the handicapped, and then we also remember where in the past weeks many also in this province have lost their dwellings and their possessions. They are overwhelmed. Wilt thou spare from rebellion? May also these callings be used. And then we commend unto thee all the firefighters. Wilt thou graciously watch over them? May they receive profound impressions that without thy help, that their efforts shall not avail. Also impressions of eternity and of that one thing needful. Then we may thank thee that thou wast kept us hitherto from great storms of destruction. We commend unto thee the needs of the thirsty earth. Lord, we now humbly ask thee for thy gracious help. Grant thy blessing. May thy word go forth with power divine, and that the outgoing of this service may be for the coming of thy kingdom, the glory of thy name. We ask it in the full and the free remission of all of our sins, for Christ's sake only. Amen. Psalter 140, the four stanzas. God be merciful to me. On thy grace I rest my plea. Plenteous in compassion thou, blot out my transgressions now. And what follows? Psalter 140, the four stanzas. And this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, then by renewal we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Hebrews 12 and there of the 11th verse. And now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Our text words speak of godly chastisement with three thoughts: the needed discernment, secondly, the felt grievousness, and in the third place, the peaceable fruits. Beloved congregation, the last times we have spoken of that needed discernment, and now in this morning hour, in short, the felt grievousness, and then especially the peaceable fruits. Then we have heard also in former verses of the dangers when we are under chastisement, because in verse 3 we read, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. And then in verse 5, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. Then in verse 5 it also warns against not despising. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. And then we have heard on account of our deep fall, as a consequence of sin, that we are subject to many troubles upon this earth. That shall be the portion of each and every one. And the Lord is so free, and the Lord is so sovereign. But now the Lord has a people upon the earth. A word is their concern, whether they indeed, by the grace of God, have become a son, have become a daughter. And when the Lord begins that good work in the heart of a soul, when they become so jealous of God's people, when they may be given to turn their back upon the world and set their face Zionwards, then they think that they are willing to endure anything upon this earth if they may only be a true child of God, and then at the end to depart out of this sinful world to be delivered and be forever with the Lord to join that throng where they may perfectly praise a triune God. And now we have heard it out of this chapter that chastisement is mentioned 7 times, and that it is for their profit. And then we have heard then it is so needful that such a child is given to examine the reason We have also heard that the Lord is sovereign, and now the Lord has a people upon the earth under chastisement. Oh, there are those times that they perfectly know why the Lord hides his face, why the Lord sends troubles and afflictions. There are times that a child is given to be wonder that they are not chastised more severely, where they learn that they are such a wandering sheep, as they read in Psalm 119, verse 176. And now concerning that chastisement, then we read in our text, chastening for the present. Now no chastening for the present seems to be joyous, but grievous. It shall be sorely felt by the child of God, and for their correction and for their instruction and for their reflection. Then there are times that that chastening has a special reverence and a special connection to their sin. Think of Jacob with such a vehement desire for the Lord's blessing. Oh, congregation, do we now have that vehement desire for the Lord's blessing, to be saved by free and sovereign grace, and to be led further into the mysteries of salvation? And how difficult it can be to wait, and yet what a blessed waiting that is. Because in the time of waiting, oh, ask the true souls, then they shall experience many tokens of the Lord's favor. The Lord, that true people of the Lord, and they are so afraid to take the children's bread, to take unto themselves what has not been given unto them. And now when we think of the chastening of Jacob in the time that he has received a Leah instead of a Rachel, for whom he has worked 7 years, then it cannot be different that his thoughts were directed back to the time. Oh, it is true, a blessed and a good desire, but he obtained the blessing by means of a lie, where Isaac is asked specifically whether he was Esau, and he said he was. And further in his life, deceived by Laban and deceived by his sons. Now no chastening for the present seemeth joyous, but grievous. What an examples we have in the Bible, O Church of God. Then our text that calls for a prayerful and for a close and for a tender life at the throne of grace, that the Lord may keep us, that the Lord may guide us, that the Lord may keep his people. There once was a veal farmer, and that farmer was speaking with the child of God, and then he was given to give a little instruction of the needs for the true people of God. And then he has stated that it seemed Daddy's calves grew the best in a little pen. 'Tis against the flesh, but they grew the best. And secondly, on a short rope, because sometimes those calves in that pen, they try to jump out. In the third place, in their own stink, and in the fourth place, on the mother's milk, we live in a time that there is so much unrest. What an instruction for the people of God. Not joyous, but grievous. Think of Lot, chosen for the plains of Jordan, close to Sodom and Gomorrah. Good intentions, but we soon read that his tent was facing toward the city of Sodom. And then in Genesis 19, that he was living in Sodom. Oh, it is true. How do we compare with Lot? We are also living in evil times. And we can still speak about it. But where is that godly sorrow concerning self, family, church, and nation? A Lot still vexed daily his righteous soul over what he was given to see. But grievous, had to flee Sodom with his wife and two daughters, left everything behind, his sheep, all his possessions, and soon his wife turned into a pillar of salt. Soon they were in the mountains where he has fallen into great sin. Not joyous, but grievous. The true child of God experiences that it is a bitter thing to sin against the loving Father, a redeeming Savior, and an indwelling Spirit. Not joyous, but grievous. Think of the children of Israel in the wilderness at Kadesh Barnea. It was because of unbelief. It is the greatest sin. And the Lord has a people upon the earth that learns the greatness of that sin, and that is given to pray. You can tell that people they must believe that they know. But to believe, then the church is taught, there's a gift of God wrought by the immediate working of the Holy Spirit. And they are given to pray with that father, with that very sick boy in Mark 9. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Not joyous, but grievous. 38 years without the sacraments being administered. What a frown that was upon the children of Israel, wandering through the wilderness, and nearly all, with a few exceptions, above 20, they have perished. Now no chastening for the present is joyous, but grievous. Ah, think of Samson with Delilah. Think of David, the man after God's heart. Oh, there was a time that he was persecuted for righteousness' sake. But that was so different when later he was persecuted for his own sins, that the sword would not depart from his house. How bitter it was for David. For more than 9 months, and then later to be persecuted by his own sin. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Think of the children of Judah. The Lord has sent his prophets. They have begged, they have wept, they have besought that people to depart from their evil and worldly ways. The Lord is first come with lesser judgments. Read thereof especially in Amos 4. And the prophet Jeremiah, he has spoken in Jeremiah 5 verse 3. They were stricken, but they were not grieved. They have refused to return. And then, because people, the long suffering of the Lord, the patient long suffering, it is great, it is long, but it cometh to an end when a child refuses to listen, when a child refuses to turn with lesser chastisement. Because do we not read in this chapter, in the 5th verse, that there is first spoken of rebuking, then in verse 6 of chastening, and then of scourging. And now the children of Judah, they have refused to hearken, to repent and to listen. And then the time has come that the Lord has visited them greatly. The temple, the city was burnt, many were slain, and young and old taken into Babylon. Now no chastening for the present seemeth joyous, but rather grievous. Oh, it is true. There were many that could find their life in Babylon, thought it was not such a bad place. They have not wept about the temple, not concerned about the honor of God, but there was a remnant, and that is a blessed remnant, that under the Lord's judgment does not try to minimize them, not try to minimize sin, not justify themselves, try to speak of the Lord's providence, but who becomes sorrowful. And now concerning that grievousness under the chastening of the Lord's mighty hand, and that separates the precious from the vile, because when the Lord afflicts, when the Lord punishes, then who shall not feel it in the flesh? Who shall not become grieved? But now concerning that people, a son, a daughter, oh, the outward circumstances, heavy. Sometime it seems unbearable. When my soul was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. But concerning those true sons and those true daughters, there is a matter that is much more grievous. Our boys and girls can understand it. When you love your father and mother, and I hope you love them a lot, and that you do your best to honor and obey them. But if you have now fallen into sin and done something wrong, and that your parents, they must discipline you, but then there is something worse than that discipline, and that is that you were given to see that father and mother are sad. Maybe they do not speak so much. And now for the true child, for the bride, for the daughters of Jerusalem, when the church is persecuted for righteousness' sake, then that church oftentimes experiences special tokens of the Lord's favor. Think of the apostles in the New Testament. Think of Paul and Silas in the prison in Philippi. Their feet in the stocks, their backs scourged. But at midnight, they were given to pray and sing the Lord's praises, read the Psalms of David when he was persecuted for righteousness' sake. Oh, it is true, in the way of deliverance, then it can seem that the Lord hideth his face, that he does not hear the beggar. Were deliverance that it is stayed, but now under that chastening, what is now the heaviest? What is now the most grievous? And that is where it must come. And for those true sons and daughters, that is now the purpose that the child to given to experience, that the Lord hides his face, the frown of the Lord, all that distance, that separation, and a blessing when it becomes unbearable. That is already those peaceable fruits of righteousness of which our text speaks. Let us first sing. Psalter 106. The stanzas 2-6. I suffered silently because thy will is best. Remove thy heavy stroke from me, for I am sore distressed. And what follows? Psalter 106, the stanzas 2 through 6. Thirdly, the peaceable fruits. Nevertheless, and congregation that is a nevertheless of the mercy of the Lord, we read of that nevertheless in Psalm 89, when the psalmist is given to speak of that unbreakable covenant, but that he shall visit his people with a rod, but that he shall never forsake them. We read in Job 5 verse 16, as sow the poor hath hope, and iniquity stoppeth her mouth. And then in verse 17, behold, happy is the man whom the Lord correcteth, therefore despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty. Nevertheless, afterward, that means that it shall be sure, eventually, and blessed that people, when it may be not such a long time, because they can be such wandering, wayward, rebellious, a murmuring sheep. But concerning those sons and those daughters, then the purpose of chastening shall be fulfilled, and that concerneth those peaceable fruits. And those peaceable fruits, it is in the context of verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him has endured the cross. Then those peaceable fruits, they have been merited by him who was called in Isaiah 9 verse 6, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, and the Everlasting Father. And now concerning those peaceable fruits, we read in 1 Peter 5 verse 6, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. And now those peaceable fruits, they are that the church becomes more exercised with the holy word of God, given to search it, and to examine their hearts, that they become more exercised with the Lord and his attributes, also his sovereignty, but also his justice, and also his goodness, that they are given to consider, that notwithstanding their sin, notwithstanding their waywardness, and then we have mentioned the first time congregation, that we are not speaking of infirmities of the flesh, but then we have heard of many different reasons, and that they become exercised, that it is the mercies of the Lord that they are not consumed. Great is thy faithfulness. Oh, they are new every morning. Then they become exercised with the exceeding sinfulness of their sin. And that even goes deeper. When they have been brought to the cross, we read in Zechariah 12 verse 10 that they shall mourn for him whom they have pierced, as one mourneth for an only sin, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, and then for the church of God to experience, to receive such a grace, and then to commit such evil against such a grace received, that even goes deeper. The peaceable fruits of them that are exercised thereby, then they become exercised with the promises in God's word. They receive a place at the throne of grace. But now, to become more specific, the way of these peaceable fruits. And then in the first place, that they come to themselves, that by renewal they learn that they are such a prodigal son that has sought it elsewhere, but the prodigal son has come in great need, and he has considered that the former days were far better than these. Then in the next place, then they are given to consider what Ezra has written in Ezra 9, verse 13, that he has not punished us as our sins deserve. Then in the next place, to be humbled under the mercies and the goodness of the Lord. Then further, to give and to closely examine, 'tis so needful, that the child may be given to see Job. And it is true in the life of Job, then it was clear that it was in the sovereignty that the Lord has afflicted him to test this child and to show unto the inhabitants of the earth that the Lord has a people upon the earth that does not serve him for the gifts and for heaven, but that they serve him for the Lord himself. Although the church shall learn in the way of that trial of chastisement, oh, disappointed and discouraged in themselves, then they learn, oh, with the Job in the beginning, by the grace of God, in chapter 1, verse 21, the Lord has given, the Lord has taken, blessed be the name of the Lord. But then further, then Job has spoken unadvisably with his lips, but then he was given to search it out. Ah, he needed to know why the hand of the Lord was heavy upon him. And then in chapter 10, verse 2, wherefore contendest thou with me? Then in the next place, we have heard of those peaceable fruits, many of them, so clearly declared by the prayer and the confession of David. When a Nathan has come, there's a privilege. When Nathan does not remain away so long in the life of a true child of God. Oh, when we think of David in the way of pride, then he has given orders that all the people must be numbered. And then a Nathan was not necessary, because we read that his heart has smitten him. But now the peaceable fruits to be given to see the exceeding sinfulness of sin by renewal. Oh, when the Lord works, then we are given, and that is so needful in our day, to be given to see and experience in the heart the exceeding sinfulness of sin, that we become a weeper at the throne of grace, that we learn that our sin causes separation. Oh, do we not read in Isaiah 59, the verses, the hand of the Lord is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that he cannot hear, but your iniquities have separated, and your sins are the reason that he doth not hear. Oh, we have heard it of David, that not try to excuse himself, not try to minimize sin, not say there is no perfection upon the earth. We all offer infirmities. Did not blame Bathsheba, but what was the confession? Those are those peaceable fruits which Christ has merited for his child, and which is granted each time by renewal, by the immediate operation of the Holy Spirit. Ah, we have heard it out of verse 4. Against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. Do you hear it, congregation? Those are those peaceable fruits which the Spirit works in those sons and in those daughters. Oh, when the church may come in that place, they cannot bow low enough, cannot come on a place low enough, and no longer a justifying of self. We read in Jeremiah 3 verse 13, only acknowledge thine iniquity, that thou hast sinned against the Lord. And then upon that confession, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Then by renewal of bowing and in adoring the justice of God, that he is righteous in all his ways, then by renewal, then that people is given to search the word, whether there is a word for such a backslider and for such a sinner. Oh, it is in the context of verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, the Lord is the Alpha and the Omega. But now under those circumstances, then the church desires and needs a new instruction, a new revelation, another smile, a sweet testimony of the Lord dropped into their soul. Oh, then in Psalm 51, that is that peaceable fruits all belongs together, then by renewal, a soft heart, and oh, that wayward people, they can be so reformed, a reformed confession, still form and duty, a contemplation of the truth, can speak like a theologian, but the life has gone out of it. But Now those peaceable fruits of the chastening of the Lord then by renewal and opening at the throne of grace and a prayer for a revelation of the precious blood of Christ because we have heard it upon the justifying of the Lord. And David has said, Lord, thou desirest uprightness within. And that is now thy work, but not to rest in a bowing and an adoring, but purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. And then to be instructed further in the precious meritorial work of Jesus Christ, then by renewal to be exercised. Oh, we have heard it from David. Have you heard it, congregation? Then by renewal, then his mouth was opened because for a certain time, then you can understand that David did not have freedom to speak to a wayward son or daughter, father or mother, especially concerning the seventh commandment. But now, then by renewal, when David has experienced that there was pardoning for such a one as he had been, then his mouth was opened, and all many peaceable fruits in that chapter. Cast me not away from thy presence, Lord. Have deserved it. The wonder for that people. That covenant of grace that standeth so sure, lieth firm in the work of a triune God. The perseverance of the saints, and that now becomes the wonder for the child. David is even prayed, take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Of course it cannot be. Where the Holy Spirit takes up habitation in the heart can be grieved. The influence is many times not experienced, but the foundation of the Lord stand assured. The Lord knoweth who are his, as we read in the epistle to Timothy, and the peaceable fruits. Then the church by renewal becomes exercised with God's glory and with God's kingdom. We have heard it. At the end of Psalm 51, that he became exercised with the walls of Zion. Those peaceable fruits, the restored communion, a dependent life, a tender life. We have heard it in verse 1, laying aside every weight and every sin which so easily doth beset us, the peaceable fruits of weaning from the world, the peaceable fruits that we are unable to sympathize with others in such a condition can be the blessed place. When there may be a renewing of vows, but now concerning those peaceable fruit, all included in one, then they are further described, the peaceable fruit of righteousness. And that word righteousness in Greek, that refers to two matters. On the one hand, it refers to being in a right relationship judicially. And on the other hand, that refers to a righteousness in our life. Thus, when it speaks of the peaceable fruit of righteousness, then in the first place, it speaks of justification, that a child by renewal may receive the fruits and the benefits thereof. Also, the further leadings to receive the assurance, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And concerning the second point, that speaks of sanctification, and that is especially stressed in this chapter, because in verse 10 before, "For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness." And in verse 14, "Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord." Justification gives a right to eternal life, and sanctification makes his child meet for eternal life. Bishop J.C. Ryle, in the latter 1800s, then he is written and lamented concerning the need for more practical religion, a needed higher standard of holiness, where he has stated in his time, "Much profession without practice, now no chastening for the present, seemeth to be joyous but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby, young and old." Does the text now include us? Makes a separation when we read with them that are exercised thereby, then it makes a separation between the unconverted and the converted. Oh, young and old, seek the Lord while he may be found. Do you oftentimes think how terrible it shall be to go lost, to come to closed doors of heaven and open doors of hell, and then not to be chastised, but to be punished, and righteously so, to all eternity? And then how grievous, how terrible it shall be. But, oh, young and old, it is in the context, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Oh, do use the means, repent, turn from every sinful thing, and cry mightily unto the Lord. But Those last words, they refer to the church of God, to them that are exercised thereby. It can be, or at least should be, in the life of a child of God, when they are afflicted, when they are troubled, and when the affliction and the trouble is removed, and when they have not received any of those peaceable fruits, then how sad and how distressed they should be. In the first place, to examine whether they are really a son or a daughter. And in the second place, the Lord shall obtain his end, if with lesser chastening we are not turned unto the Lord, become more conformable to his image, should we then not be filled with fear that the Lord shall come with more chastisements? Ah, oh, blessed that people, the psalmist, Psalm 119, many times called the ABC of the Christian, where the Word of God has such a special place, and where in the verses 67 through 71, the psalmist was given to declare, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep thy statutes." Amen. Let us close. Lord, we all stand in need of those peaceable fruits. Well, how grand it were, it is completely missing. Oh, do convert what is unconverted. May this be the day that thy kingdom may come. But Lord, thou hast a people upon the earth that need to be led, that need to be taught, that need to be kept. Thou as a people upon the earth, that there are those moments given to be wonder the tender multitude of thy great mercies over such a sinner as I. Ah, Lord, wilt thou grant unto thy children that tender, that close life. Watch over us on this Sabbath day. Grant traveling mercies, return us in this evening hour. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter 329. The stanzas 2, 3, and 4. Before my affliction I wandered, but now thy good word I obey. O thou who art holy and gracious, now teach me thy statutes, I pray. And what follows, the consistory wishes to announce the following. The Lord willing, Reverend P. Clay hopes to preach this afternoon at 2:30 p.m. in Nobleford. And there will be a midweek service this Thursday evening, August 8th, at 7:30 p.m. Psalter 329. the stanzas 2, 3, and 4. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.